public testimony that that is his source of reference for what the glorious land is. Brothers and sisters, we're at the time period where George Bush is telling the whole world, you're either for us or against us. We're at a time period where the terrorists of the Muslim world are once again accomplishing a purpose that's been outlined in Scripture of bringing the whole world together. Every man's hand is going to be brought together against the descendants of Ishmael, the Bible says, and we can see this one world government coming together. We're at a time period where the economy just keeps sinking down, and we know that temporal prosperity in the United States is swept away before the Sunday law, because that's one of the cries of the American people to their legislators, is we want to return to temporal prosperity. We're at a time period where we can see wars and rumors of wars. We're at a time period where earthquakes are still escalating. And brothers and sisters, they're of such a minor importance now in terms of news that we're not even hearing about these things, because there's so many other major things going on. And the major things that are going on are all in agreement with the prophetic testimony of what would be taking place just before the Sunday law and all the end time events that we know follow the Sunday law take place. We're at a time period where you can go on and on. You can reach out to pestilences that Christ warned about in Matthew 24, pestilence being defined as incurable diseases. The incurable diseases are here in the world. Look at the numbers of people that have died and are going to die from AIDS in the world. We're at a time period where homosexuality is politically correct, and we've been warned that as the days of Sodom and Gomorrah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. We're at this time period in Earth's history, brothers and sisters, where without looking to a specific passage in prophecy, any reasonable man can see that we're at the very end. At that time period, it behooves you and I to understand what we understand about inspiration from our own personal study and conviction of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I guarantee that there are areas in the presentations that I make where I'm not understanding things correctly. There are things that I haven't seen. I believe that the overall general presentation of what we're saying is correct, and I-